Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
TV News briefly for Monday, 24th of October. Everything you need in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Tesla tops electric car registrations in Germany. The BEV registrations are the first 9 months of the year up to September at 38,500 federal data showed, beating Volkswagen by 6,000 vehicles. Now, it's the Volkswagen brand, not the group, but if you look at the brands and the various things under the VW umbrella, Tesla is topping the VW brand in its home market of Germany. Wow. Tesla's registration jumped 50% year-on-year, January to September, this year to last year. Tesla also looking to introduce the mega casts and the structural battery packs. That is to remove the need to join 170 various components together, but to do it all with one single large casting on the front and the rear, and between them sits a structural battery pack. Now, I thought they would open Berlin with this in place already rather than get cars going and then kind of have to upgrade. Sounds like all the problems they had at Fremont and China, they were just going to get this right from day one at Berlin, but it seems not. The 6,000-ton gigapress, though, looks like it could be operational by the end of the year, and then buyers in Europe getting the cars coming out of Berlin would get what I would say is the latest, greatest version of the Model Y, which is the megacast front and rear, and the structural battery pack with those 4680 cells in between, which is all built, and then the seats are put on top of the battery, then the whole thing just kind of goes up underneath the car. Really impressive when you watch it being made. Now, in Australia, more than 500 EV chargers are going to be rolled out across New South Wales. EVs are 3.7% of new car sales right now in New South Wales, but the state government want to increase that to 50% by the end of the decade. Australia is finally having its turn to fall in love with electric vehicles after years of my Aussie listeners saying we're so frustrated that we know we're falling behind. The government announcing recently a $500 million EV package, abolishing stamp duty on EVs under $78,000 Aussie dollars, and starting to really get on board. That's great news. The GMC Hummer EV is being recalled. I think there's also issues with the BrightDrop electric van as well. 735 Hummers have to go back because of an issue with battery pack flanges. That's never good. You never want a problem with your flange, do you? Unfortunately, they're a bit leaky, and their leaky flange is letting in some moisture to the battery pack, which is, in all seriousness, a very, very, very bad thing. I think there's been no battery fires, but I think there's 2 customer cars and 1 GM car at their proving ground that found this issue, that loses propulsion while driving or even refuses to start. Toyota are debuting their BZ3. That's their smaller second model after the BZ4X. No indication on the battery pack size. Very much the family styling of its bigger car. 2 versions. 178 horsepower, 238 horsepower of that one. Audi saying, actually, that the luxury markets will drive EV demand over the next 5 years, but it's going to be much quicker than people think. And Audi of America's president, Daniel Weisland, saying it's really hard to judge demand because of supply issues. Now, they can't supply all of the cars that people want, so do people want a premium Audi electric car but can't get one for a year? So they're choosing something else, or a used car, or a Tesla, or what? Saying it's actually in the premium segment, they just don't have the supply that they wish they had it, that they had at the moment. And that is very hard to work out what the exact true demand is. Rivian is halting production of their powered tonneau cover, offering anyone that hasn't got a vehicle yet and taken delivery of their vehicle to either have a manual version or no cover at all. Mercedes-Benz signing a deal with the Canadian-German startup RockTech to supply them lithium and a battery-grade lithium for their German facilities to make the next generation of electric vehicles for Mercedes-Benz. And that is briefly